Hello and welcome back to Sprinkles. My name is Kenneth, I'm your host, and we are back for episode 9. So, I've been busy for the past like 3 days. I'm very sorry for that. That's because I got back to college and basically it all went down, and it was quite awful in the way of like college is quite bad. I don't like it. I don't want to be there anymore. Due to basically college is just boring, and the course what I got onto is basically not what I thought it was and not what it should be for like me as a person, because I thought I would have had more freedom of what I can actually do for filmmaking and things like that. So basically they haven't like gave me enough freedom of being able to do what I can do, and like that's like stopped me from being able to create stuff, which just pissed me off. And I do want to do like certain things in there, but they just don't always let me actually do the films what I want to do, especially the ways that I want to. I get they're trying to do it in the way of like professionalism and things like that. But I would rather, like, say, let me do it, and then, like, them tell me, okay, you have to do this in that sequence somewhere just to be able to do it, because that would be, like, a little bit easier for me. But I got, like, a new headset recently. It's, like, a wireless Bluetooth headset what I can actually put on to be able to go into the way to college, as well as like listen to pretty much anything on Bluetooth. It does do like wired as well, so it's like a hybrid, completely wireless set, because I can like wire it up, plus the way you charge it is wireless, wired as well. You actually charge it by I think a normal USB charger. It was quite awesome. I like that. And it also has like full control over the music and everything on the side, what was quite awesome, as well as the actual whole thing has like 20 hours worth of charge in it. So the best thing about it is that it charges in 4 hours. So if I want to, like, I can plug in my charger what I have, like my, I have like this massive battery pack what has so much power. So what I can do is actually plug that in when I'm in like college and all that, and just charge it so that it's charged for, or I can even when I'm at the computers just charge it straight from the computer, which just means that I can charge it up ready for whenever I need to use it. Say like tonight is Thursday. Sorry, it's really early. Tonight is Thursday, what means that I have got like my club thing what I do. So if I'm going to that, because I never know if I'm going to that, because I don't like doing it when I don't feel massively well, or don't feel like I can actually do it. Basically, I go to there, do that, and then I'm not back till about 10 and 11 o'clock at night, what means that I basically have no time to be able to do anything, especially as like tomorrow I got the doctor's appointment to be able to see like how I am and things. So like that's at 10, so I gotta be up before then to be able to then go. So it's like I need to be up and about again, so it's a lot of busyness and things like that. Some of my friends have thought about like creating podcasts as well, and I'm hoping to help them with some stuff. I just need like more communication with some of them. Some of them aren't given like full communication what would be good to have, like especially as like if they want help all the time on like things like YouTube, because I love doing YouTube. I know that I'm slowing down on YouTube right now a lot of my stuff, but my hope is that once I like slow down enough, I should be able to then make good irregular content to then slowly make it more regular to the point of me being able to make it say like weekly and things. It's really early. But I also have been working on Cox TV, what basically is a channel what pretty much anyone can actually release on. And basically, they send me the content, what they want released on it. If I need to edit it down, they'll tell me that I need to edit it down, and I need to look at it to be able to see if it's suitable for the channel, then release it. So basically, that releases. No one gets paid from it, not even me. So it's just like a fun little group channel thing. For now, we may eventually like expand out the group channel as say if like we get like the 1,000, what's it, 1,000 subscribers, 4,000 hours worth of watch time in within the first year of the channel. It's not, the channel hasn't even been up for a year now, so it only started about October 27th, so we gotta wait until October 27th, 2019 before we can even do anything like that. So the aim for then is 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 hours worth of watch time. Knowing that it's irregular videos, it's going to be a little bit harder to be able to get up to that mark, especially as the first video was only 40 seconds long. I know there is like some plans for like little shows and things, so what I'm going to try and do is like distribute it to some people, see what they do with it, if they don't do anything with it, bring it back and go, okay, can I do it? Is there any way of me doing it? And then also like think about like it'll be better this way, or oh yeah, like I could change this to be able to make it so that they're more interested in it. Because the thing is, it's for fun. What means if they're not having fun, then they're not gonna do it. And I know that like when I have fun with a lot of stuff, I try and do it over and over again. So like filmmaking, I try and do it over and over again, but then I haven't been having fun in college lately, so I haven't been doing it over and over again because I've just been getting bored with it because basically they're not doing it the same way as I do, and then they're trying to teach me new ways, and it's like, I don't even want to learn this way. I just want to know like little film tricks and things like that to be able to then improve the films what I do to be able to then get it actually going. Like I'm learning more from YouTube at the minute than I am from college, because basically a lot of things from college is just like, oh, it was quite irrelevant for like a lot of stuff what people do these days. And then basically the plan is to make it so that the channel has like decent amount of videos per year, like at least one video per month. But I don't think I'm releasing this month, what is now November, as I'm quite busy for the most part of like there's a lot of people's birthdays within November. There's three people's birthdays within my household. And then I also have like a lot of things to be able to think about, and also if I'm gonna try and release something this month, it's gonna be quite hard to be able to try and release it. I know there is one thing what I'm doing right now in college. No, there's two things actually. One thing is that I'm doing a Unit 10, I think it's called. Basically, I got to create a film, what is a video advert for my college. What would be great to be able to actually do. So technically, if I really want to, because it's got to be done by just about in December, I think about 12th of December. If I get it done within this month, if I try and aim for like the end of the month to be able to finish it, say November 27th, then if I actually get it done, because it's supposed to be 30 to 45 seconds worth of video advert, and the way I want to do it is quite strange. If I actually be able to do that, then I can actually release it on the channel and do that. But I'm gonna have to get one permission from everyone who's in the video to be able to release it on my channel, as well as make sure that certain parts aren't in there, as well as basically make it like a professional advert, as well as it's gonna be. I don't mind people knowing what college I'm at. It's just that, like, due to like some people's protection things and all that, it's hard to like go around it and things. So, yes, it will probably be great to be able to release that on like YouTube. What means that I got the November release I could technically have two November releases or just early December release, because basically my unit one, what is today's task, is basically a task what means that I have to it wasn't originally like filmmaking. It was originally like, oh yeah, like you got to research companies and talk about it and things like that. And my teacher's hoping me to release small little clips, even if it's just audio, about like the company, and things about things. Like basically, we got to talk about the company's, like movie and how like certain parts are put into it, so like any paid stuff for it to be in the movie, so such as Back to the Future, the Burger King what was right at the beginning wasn't actually a paid promotion, it was due to it was just there, and technically it should have been blurred or something, but then that would have took away from the movie, so it's just left in. As the park bench right at the end of the first one was a paid promotion because you couldn't see it, they got their money back. So there's things like that. Well, it's quite awesome to be able to actually think about within movies. But it's only one movie what I've got to do, and that's Spider-Man Homecoming. So if you have any information about that, you can send me in a voice message on the Anchor app if you want to, or tweet at me at Kenneth Cox UK. That's my little thing or little plug thing. But basically, I'm working on those little things, and if I can get those done by November, end of November, early December, that would be great. Maybe the Unit 1 stuff, because I got to do little clips, I could possibly get them done per weekish, not week, but weekish. Like it will be irregular, so it won't be like, oh look, every Friday I'm gonna release something, or every Wednesday because on Thursday I've got to showcase it and stuff. So like today, because I have no work done on that, or no work off the part two because I actually done part one. What I'm gonna do is literally write down like little notes in my notebook, because I have like a notebook where I write all different film ideas and things in. I'll be writing tons of notes in that, saying like, okay, for my unit one, I gotta do this, 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 this. So what I'll do is make a film about this. What's just gonna be a fine point of like names of Spider-Man, or the characters in Spider-Man, or the storyline of Spider-Man is this. And basically this arc of that allows the characters to be able to fit into that. So what I'm gonna do is make one before the other. So like the characters one will probably qu be quite early compared to the storyline one. The storyline one will be a little bit later, but that won't be as late as say the analyzation of like because of the storyline and the people within it. The storyline goes like this, and that means that this happens and all that. As well as the paid promotions actually affect the storyline slightly, but not actually fully, and things like that. So like going through all of that is like a thing. I'm probably gonna make a video about it. So if you've ever watched Emergency Awesome, that is the sort of like way I'm probably gonna be doing it, showing like little images as I go, as well as little clips to be able to then show off like what I'm trying to say and bring it up a little bit more than anything. It'll be probably a lot of still images and stuff, so yeah, I got that. As well as on my normal YouTube channel, my Kenneth Cox one, I can transfer across my cinematic, a Marvel cinematic experience, what I'll probably transfer over. It's that, or I might actually make this series thing, this little mini series, called A Marvel Cinematic Experience, Spider-Man Homecoming or whatever, whatever. So like I'm literally talking about like Spider-Man Homecoming through this little thing, but then if I want to carry on, I can literally talk about other things in the same way. So I'm doing it in like a reasonably professional grade. Plus, because there's 52 weeks in a year, if I'm say getting like ideas down every single week, I record, edit per week, I technically have a regular series what releases on the channel then. Well, it's great, but I would r rather do like normal films as well. So it'll be like a combination of stuff throughout the weeks. And I'm not gonna say that I'm gonna do it regularly. I know that like I just said that basically I could possibly do it regularly. But basically the idea is I can do it irregularly and then well I need to do it like regularly for like a week or two. And then what will happen is I'll make it irregular over time and that's what it will end up being until like I can make it regular fully and I got the idea fully down and stuff like that. And basically that's like my plan, and like that's what I gotta get done. And the thing is, like I got my laptop and my normal computer now. Sorry about that, that vibrated. That's probably someone messaging because it's quite early and they're probably messaging about like, oh yeah, we're gonna get to college soon. But basically the yeah, especially as some of them got to get to English, or no, it's maths this morning, isn't it? I don't know. It's rather GCSE English or is maths? I don't know what maths though. But basically, the point of like what I got is basically I got to create like these little clips and things, and throughout the next like couple of weeks, I will be having to work on them anyway. And if that's the only thing I have to work on, I might as well get it done. And say my Marvel Cinematic Experience stuff that can actually release on my channel, and that's fine due to it's only me. But then it gets to the point of like, yes, can my other stuff, what I'm doing, like my trail, my not trailer, my college advert, actually be released on my actual YouTube channel? Because it's like, oh yeah, do I want to release that I'm at this college? But then it's like the case of like, okay, I might not be at the college much longer because basically I don't like my course, I don't want to be there and things like that. Like it's an all right college, I don't mind it. The course is all right for most people if you if you're not so passionate into film as such as like I'm really passionate into film and I rather know what I'm definitely doing and I rather definitely like have the point of like, oh yes, I love film that much and this is how I need it, not like, oh yeah, you could do it that way. Basically I like my ways when I do it film do filmmaking and things, and because I've been doing like filmmaking or even like YouTube and stuff like that for 8 years now, coming up to 9 soon, it is like a thing what I've been doing for like well 8 years. I'm 16, so it's like I've been doing it for like half my life. And yeah, I've been doing it for half my life, and like basically I am actually really passionate in it and I don't want to like mess up like my passion for filmmaking. I know that like I watch a lot of films and things, and that's why I kind of like there's one thing what I like, the Unit One, what allows me to be able to then talk about like movies and things, like the Marvel Cinematic Experience. I can literally talk about theories and ideas about the Marvel Cinematic Universe, or about yeah about Marvel. Literally I could talk about Marvel in the way of the cinematic universe or cinematic like the movies and the TV shows, and I can literally do things like reviews about Marvel and stuff like that, as well as talking about the Disney Fox deal, as well as talking about like how the Venomverse is going to work, even though that I don't know that yet, or how I think the Venomverse is going to work at that current time. But then information may come the next day even, and that just means that I have to make more and more videos, what is great. But it also means that I'm going to be doing quite regular videos on the Marvel Cinematic Experience, and I don't know if I want to do that. It doesn't mean I have to do it. There's like a series what's on my Kenneth Cox channel, what I like promoted on things like Reddit and Facebook, and that's going really popular right now. Like I haven't uploaded within over a week, and I'm still getting views on my videos due to those videos. Was amazing. They're my best videos on the channel, but I just don't want to one, do many gaming videos anymore, and two, I want to focus on like Cox TV and stuff like that. I may do like an announcement video, like, oh, you know that little series what I done within here, what I was like, oh, edit, talk about it, and all that, of the Marvel Cinema, a Marvel Cinematic Experience, or the Marvel Cinematic Experience, I don't know which one it is right now. I'm probably just going to call it a cinematic, Marvel Cinematic Experience. But basically, you know that little series. Yeah, I'm gonna be moving it over to this channel. What is my new channel? If you want to go check it out, that would be great. I'll leave a link in the description, and if I can leave an end card, then I'll leave an end card. Basically, the end cards for me lately have been messing up. I don't know why. Hopefully, they sort it for when they move over the channels, like because all channels are gonna be using the beta. Beta thing right now because it's the new beta look. Basically, all channels are going to be using that look now. What is great, some of the information I looked through it and it's like, oh, that is actually greater information than we've had before. It's also the case of like, there's a lot of things missing. I would like to learn the new system, but they have a lot of things what I use quite a lot missing at the stage, and knowing that it's going to be like re doing like re moving around and changing through the next year, not the next year, actually it's changing from 2018 to 2019. They're actually changing over, what's kind of freaky, because it's like, oh no, like it's all gonna change at the end of the year, like New Year's sort of time. Hopefully they sort out that system. But basically, I'm going to be doing a lot of stuff for the next like couple of like weeks or months or whatever. So there's probably not going to be a lot of like videos what I'm going to have released. Hopefully, due to like Cox TV is like quite a low thing right now, hopefully I like relax a little bit on the videos but don't relax too much, because what happens if I relax way too much, I've noticed, because I've had many YouTube channels before, is that I start releasing random content. So like on the Kenneth Cox channel, I started releasing gameplay and it was like, okay, I can release gameplay, Karen releasing gameplay. Then I got a little bit more relaxed and I'm like, oh yeah, I'll just release this, 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 this. And basically started just releasing like crap. And I shouldn't be like releasing random crap all the time. Because it was like regular videos and it was like, oh yeah, I'll release on time regular videos and I just release crap. As say if I like released like my new stuff, what I'm going to be doing, the Marvel Cinematic Experience and all that won't be really on the Kenneth Cox channel. It'll be on my Cox TV channel as like a vlog. I'm not really sure if I can put it on the Cox TV channel at the current minute, because it's like, it was a personal thing of like a vlog where I'm like filming myself and I'm basically talking about my day, seeing how it's all going and things like that, and basically going through that whole thing. And I'm not sure if I can actually get through like a day. And basically, if I'm gonna make it family friendly or not, is Cox TV gonna be family friendly, or am I gonna putting stuff in the certain title or something to be able to make sure, like, okay, it's like PG-13, or it's like, okay, it's like 18 plus sort of thing. Like I could put age restrictions on it. It's just very annoying for that, especially as like age restrictions I can't technically do right now. And there's like all different things what we can do and things. But yeah, thank you for listening to this episode. I know it's been like a very long one. I'm gonna be hopefully coming back to like daily episodes of this podcast very soon. I know that I'm quite irregular right now, and I know that I've had a 3 day break, and I'm very sorry for that. I've just been very busy with Halloween and basically college and everything like that, and I haven't just felt up to it. So hopefully I feel more up to it very soon. But yeah, at least I got like a little bit of a plan and things like that. I might even like use this podcast as like a place to be able to literally throw out like everything I want to do. I might even do like another episode today later on if I really feel like it. But yeah, thank you very much, and I'll see you later. Bye bye.